in the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So.
6-1.
6-1.
Okay.
So the motion recommended, just so everyone's aware, is to deny the application to the Taney County Commission, but it'll be up to them October 16th. Meeting starts at 9 a.m. Okay? Thank you.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to start our 40th wedding anniversary celebration now.
All right. Are you all the final application? Come on up. Appreciate your patience this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here, and I hope we get nowhere close to 9:30.
So next we have a conditional use permit for a 105-foot cell tower located at Lot 47 Dale Drive, Ridgedale Parcel, or Ridgedale, Missouri.
So STC Towers, represented by SCC Emily Rosenberry, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a 105-foot tall cell tower to be located on a vacant lot, which is number 47, block 11. It's approximately 76.5 feet by 140 feet in size. It's part of the Ozark Paradise Village subdivision. Parcel number 19-1.0-11-004-003-005.000 on Dale Drive in Ridgedale. So turning our attention to the screen, a staff recommendations because it's a conditional use permit. Compliance with the applicable provisions of Taney County zoning regulations to include Article 34, which are the telecommunication regulations. 2, decisions subject to all existing easements, and 3, the building permits would be required for all applicable structures. So zoomed out quite a ways. You can see 86 Highway at the very bottom of this picture. You take Lakeshore Drive until you fork off onto Dale. So this is all the Big Cedar area that's across the cove. There's the zoning layer. Of course, the green is C2. The yellow is R1. Lot 45 currently contains a cell tower, and I'll show you some pictures of it. The new proposed one is on Lot 47. As you can see it here. So I just took a picture from the front of that lot in both directions. It's just that gives you an idea what Dale looks like. And there's a current picture of the current tower. It looks like a pine tree.
And I think how tall is it?
85 or 90, I believe.
I believe it is 75.
75, okay.
75. Excuse me.
What year did that come through?
I do not have that information, sir.
I remember it.
You strike me as having a very long memory, sir. I bet you remember a lot of things.
Well, I they can't get rid of it.
Permanent fixture.
There was considerable opposition to that at the time.
So do we...
I don't see too much tonight.
Do we have anyone, sir? Are you just observing, or...?
I'm just...
Okay. So will this one stay and it's an addition to?
Correct, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. My name is Larry McCord. I work for SSC, which is Selective Site Consultants. I'm here on behalf of our client, which is STC Towers, building the tower on behalf of Verizon at the request of Big Cedar Lodge. What we have here is this tower here is currently in that general area. It's only 75 feet tall. The only accessible place on that tower, the vacancy, is at 62 feet. That will not meet the expectations for our client for providing coverage for Big Cedar Lodge, for Table Rock Lake, Bent Hook Marina. And there actually is some issues with coverage and dropping calls that would impact even emergency services. So the goal here is to build a 100-foot tall tower, which would look just like this. So it was aesthetically appealing, blend in with the environment, and it would provide additional increased coverage and service for not only there, as I mentioned, but also for law enforcement, for fire, rescue, emergency services, ambulance. So it will make a seamless coverage for all those service areas. We first considered this tower here, and again, I mentioned the lower level 62. It would eliminate about 25% of what we wanted to provide coverage for. So this is going to provide coverage for both public and private enterprises as well. It meets the approval of Big Cedar Lodge. Again, Verizon will be the service provider on this tower being built by STC Towers. If you have questions for me, that's about all the information I think that I have that I can share.
Well, that one's going to stay in service.
I'm sorry, sir?
That one's going to stay in service.
It will stay in service, yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. So as in regard to Taney County, there should be better coverage under the new tower.
Just out of curiosity, how long did it take to build something like that?
That I don't know, but I have someone here who might be able to answer that question.
Are you asking
Jeremy?
How long the process takes from start to finish?
Yeah.
Over a year.
Yeah.
Including these type.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then there's the environmental, FAA, FCC.
Just curious.
The 105 is another freestanding. No cable.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, just like this one right here. Just a little taller.
You're supposed to mention that.
A little taller. It's freestanding, sir, by the way. No wires.
We've heard a few tower proposals over the years.
I bet you have.
Pretty straightforward. Any questions, comments for the applicant?
Doesn't require a zoning change?
Apparently not, right, Scott?
Nope.
Just a CUP. So, anyone care to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve the CUP application.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. I have to say something before I leave here. I know the patience that you all have and the dedication of your public service. I served, and this is not about me, it's about you. I served on city council for 11 years of a small community, and mayor is 9 years, so you do a wonderful job, by the way. I know you're not mayor, but you're leading the meeting. And your support staff are amazing. Chris, I heard your name a couple times. I wish I had someone doing your job back when I was mayor. But I just want to say the patience you have, and I know you have very controversial issues come up. You clearly had tonight, and I knew you all that. It's uneasy. It's a tenuous situation. But you guys do a great job. I just want to thank you for somebody who's not in the community, but I recognize that when I see it. And I just want to say you guys all do a great job. I'm sorry?
All right.
You just do it for the money.
You do it for the money. You see, and that's why I know. That's why I can say that. That's why I can say that. Because when I served as mayor, I got $100 a year. And I'm like, why are you going to give me $100?
Actually, it's to make friends.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But anyway, thank you all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's how to win friends and influence.
Yeah. Dale Carnegie.
All right. Any other unfinished business? Can I get a
motion adjourned?
Second. All those in favor?